Part 1. The Stain. Mr. Hiram B. Otis was American. He was rich and very important. He wanted to live in an old house in England, so he decided to buy Canterville Chase, the home of Lord Canterville. Everyone told him that he was very foolish. "Canterville Chase is haunted," they said. Lord Canterville himself told Mr. Otis why he preferred not to live in the house. "Many members of my family have seen the ghost. My grand-aunt, the Duchess, was dressing for dinner one night when suddenly the hands of a skeleton touched her on the shoulders. She never recovered from the shock. My wife, Lady Canterville, cannot sleep at night because of the mysterious noises in the house."
"My lord," said Mr. Otis, "I'll take the house with the furniture and the ghost. I come from a modern country where we have everything that money can buy. If ghosts really existed in Europe, I'm sure that an American would take one back home. He would put it in a museum or a show for everyone to see."
Lord Canterville smiled. "The ghost really exists. People have seen it many times in the last 300 years, since 1584, in fact. It always appears before the death of any member of my family."
"Well, sir, in my home, the doctor appears before the death of any member of my family,"
laughed Mr. Otis.
"But I'm an American,"
he continued,
"and Americans don't believe in ghosts. They're an old-fashioned European idea."